Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Previously on The End of Time and Other Bothers.
Egerton, we might be the bad people right now.
What?
I don't want to be a prophet of war again.
Slod, kill the little one.
Glasbo will fight the little one.
The little, who's the little one?
Bazooka!
And lightning races down over all the wood and strikes in at Black. One of the giant limbs tears off the tree. Sanctify this temple again to the goddess of your choosing.
We choose Luxon to be the goddess.
Are you sure, lads?
Shattering.
So to stop me, you're going to march on entire worlds and massacre everyone in them.
Aren't you trying to end time?
What's happening?
Holy crackers!
Are you by any chance Jacqueline?
Why do you have Jill's bucket?
Uh-oh.
Well, that's kind of our bucket now.
Ah! You have to help me find Jill.
Where were the two goddesses that were fighting each other just a moment ago?
Darcy says the goddesses were tricked by a series of other gods to go to the moon and battle it out for Affinity. Yeah.
We hear the sound of crickets on a hot summer day as we find our three adventurers walking down a familiar path, bedraggled, sweaty, but so happy to be out of that ice cave. And ahead of them, rising out of the forest, is the top of the burned and somewhat destroyed but still standing Temple Idris.
Okay, hold on. I'm pretty sure this time I can get it out of my shoe.
Oh, boy.
Okay, there it is. It was an ice shard. Blatt, it was an ice shard. Can you believe that? All this time, it was ice, and it didn't melt. There was something about that cavern that was just not quite right.
Look up.
Ooh.
Thank you. So, something's happened to both the Academy of the Fallen and Temple Idris?
That tracks.
Now, when you say something, are you specifically referring to Darcy causing its destruction? Or...
I did not cause the destruction of the Temple Idris. Maybe the Academy of the Fallen...
So by maybe, you mean definitely.
Well, you...
And by not, you mean maybe.
You said that Cyrus didn't really tell you exactly what happened, and he seemed fine, right?
Well, alive, yes. A little sad, actually. I think we need to maybe take him out for tea one time.
Gee, that's a change for him. Sad. So different.
But you were there also, so can't we pin some of the blame for all of this on you as well?
I suppose if you were to use the transitive property in understanding how Darcy's release of the Shattering inside the Academy of the Fallen, then yes, some of it could fall on me, but...
He was the general at the time.
I was the general. I was the general. I did lose my hat, so I'm not the general anymore, I don't think. Although this bowl is quite nice, I'm not feeling generalish anymore. I'm feeling less general.
Oh, I think you're quite general.
Oh.
All right. Well, all we know is I certainly am not to blame, as I was possessed by an evil force at the time.
Oh, that you mean the evil force that blew up the Temple Idris?
Oh, I see.
Well, we're all to blame for everything. At least we're sharing the burden.
Okay. We'll spread it around.
Okay, let's go see if we can find Lasbo.
Yeah, and does anyone have a copy of our insurance policy?
We had an insurance policy?
I hope so. Look at that tree.
Lasbo? Lasbo, are you here?
Ahead on the path, you see a figure in a white robe, hunched over quite large, with long arms down to the ground. It's a slod, and the hooded figure turns when you shout Lasbo, and you see a familiar face, except you've never seen Lasbo in a white robe before. And Lasbo starts coming towards you slowly.
Lasbo! Lasbo, how are you?
I'm sorry, I don't believe we have met.
What are you talking about? It's Darcy. We had a whole thing with flying alligators, and we were going to go to the ice castle, and then we got split up. It's me, Darcy.
Oh, yes, Darcy. Oh, I see the symbol of Loxton. Are you also a priestess of Loxton?
I'm not a priestess, and neither are you, I don't think.
Allow me to introduce myself to you all. My name is Sister Lasbo, at your service.
The End of Time and Other Bothers, an improvised fantasy role-playing game set in the world of Alba Salix. Your game master is Sean Howard, with players Michael Howie, Marisa King, and Carter Siddle. Episode 27, Something Else Again.
I see you have journeyed to the Temple Idris. Allow me to usher you and your somewhat confused friend into the temple.
She is often somewhat confused.
But I don't know anymore.
See?
Oh, this isn't a parallel dimension or something, is it?
Oh, no. That would be bad.
No, I assure you, I am merely Lasbo, the keeper of the temple.
So, Lasbo, did this priestessing thing happen to you recently, within the last day or so?
No, I have been a priestess of the temple my entire life.
Parallel universe! Parallel universe!
When would we have crossed into a parallel universe?
When don't we cross into parallel universes? All the comings and goings and ups and downs and gods and goddesses. Oh, Lord. I'm surprised we're all three of us in the same dimension right now.
And you hear a familiar voice shout out from the doorway of the temple, and it is Jacqueline.
Darcy?
Jacqueline?
Darcy!
What are you doing here?
Jacqueline starts running towards you.
Hello! I can't believe you're here. What's going on?
And impacts with Darcy in a giant bear hug.
Oh my gosh! Well, it's good to see you too.
See, now I know we're in a parallel dimension because I don't know who this person is, but they seem to know who you are.
Oh, that's Jacqueline.
See? Now you're in a different parallel dimension than me!
What?
How do you know who that is?
Wait, if we're in different parallel dimensions, how are we talking?
I don't know how it works.
Jacqueline, can you tell me what's been going on?
You found Blatt.
Yeah, we did. We found our friend Blatt, right. Yeah.
I've been waiting. You left me here.
Oh, yeah, I guess we did. I think things just got a little crazy and...
But you came back.
Yes, we always come back.
I don't know. It's been a little strange here.
Jacqueline, what happened to all of the other slod? There was a ton of slod here before.
No, we don't...
What?
We don't talk...
What do you mean, lots of other slod? There hasn't been a circle of slod in a millennia.
A millennia, huh?
Oh, I'm Salad. Salad, we were talking about salad. Didn't there used to be a salad bar here? Who likes croutons?
Oh, I like croutons.
Oh, good. Well, why don't you and I go over here while we'll let the other people discuss salad-related issues?
Oh, you have salad? Okay, yeah, I'll come with you.
Ugh, salad.
Let's not talk about salad, Egerton. There were more slod, Jacqueline. Where are they all?
I know there were. I don't know. I was in the forest with Mother Speckly when suddenly I turned around and she and all the slod were gone.
So it's just you and Laszlo?
Yeah, I came running back to the tree and I thought you all might be gone. I didn't know what to do. I've been debating whether to stay or not, and I keep deciding to stay and wait for you. I'm glad to see you're back.
Well, we're all back now, and we should figure this out, because we also have to find Jill, and maybe it's all related.
I have information on that, but... yeah, I don't know what to do with Laszlo. She now is very different than they were.
What happened? Because last time, Laszlo was just Laszlo.
I know. I don't know. I don't understand.
Where did they get the robe?
I came back and Laszlo was like this, and she keeps going on about how she's been here alone. I think she's lonely for a very long time as a keeper of the temple. She doesn't know who Mother Speckley is. She doesn't know anything I've asked. Oh, look, she's coming back.
You see, and that's why there's a sneeze guard.
Oh, I see. I will look into this at once.
Absolutely. So, have we figured anything out over here?
Absolutely not.
Oh, well, it's par for the course.
Well, I'm somewhat hungry. Would anybody like a Helen?
Oh, that sounds like a delicious sandwich.
It is a delicious sandwich. Please, come into the dumbbell.
All right. Well, why don't we go in and you can tell me about these flying alligators. They sound kind of dumb.
I've never seen a flying alligator, but come with me. I'll take you to the sandwich station.
And we all follow Laszlo into the temple.
We are high up over the tree that is open to the elements in its charred center and circling, coming down closer and closer. And we see a small figure, a flightless fae, following a robed slod off towards the kitchen as Darcy, Jacqueline, and Blatt gather near the altar.
So you're saying you're the only two here now?
Yeah, well, there are sometimes people that come through, but yeah, there's no one else.
You mean travelers when you say people?
Yeah, like visitors to the temple. It's very strange.
Yeah, it's a little strange that a whole bunch of slod could just disappear along with Mother Speckley.
Yeah.
Have you been down to the basement where that pool is, where you could see things in it?
Yeah, it doesn't seem to do anything when I look at it, but it never has.
Great.
Well, perhaps Laszlo simply snapped and, well, is just happy now handing out sandwiches with female names to the occasional passerby. And who are we to interrupt that life choice?
Yeah. I don't think Glasgow's very happy, but yeah, she seems content doing what she's doing. I did find this in a letter down in the basement, and so Jacqueline pulls out a piece of parchment and hands it over to Darcy. And it says, somewhere I have it here. So it's basically a letter from what appears to be a mother Helen to sister Laszlo, and it covers some of the just basic things of how much food and supplies are being sent in the next shipment. And then it has a curious last paragraph that reads, "All signs suggest that the beast's base of operation currently resides in Paradox."
So you just found this?
I may have stolen it.
From Laszlo?
Yes, Sister Laszlo.
So there's a mother Helen.
Yes.
And we don't know where they are.
Right.
But this definitely mentions Paradox, which might be in a bit of a shambles related to something I may or may not have done, and potentially behooves me to go and see what happened there.
You have to bring me this time. The beast is what I think it might be, then that might lead us to Jill.
That's true. I think all paths are going to lead to Jill and the Shattering, actually. Yes, you should definitely come with us, and we should tell the others.
Plus, take a look at this. This is a rather large onion shipment that's getting sent here every so often. Who knew there were so many onions in a Helen?
Jeez, does Laszlo like onions that much?
He pickles them.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
They're actually quite good on a sandwich. With the horseradish mustard, I highly recommend it.
So do we bring Laszlo with us?
I don't know. I didn't know what to do. I was going to head out, but then I kept waiting for you.
Okay, well, I think we need to head back to Paradox. Egerton, are you done over there?
Yeah, we're just eating some sandwiches.
Okay, are they good?
They are the best.
Thank you, Egerton.
Did you save one for me?
Yes, but then something bad happened to it.
You ate it, didn't you?
Well, I was walking, mm-hmm. and the sandwich magically jumped up in the air mm-hmm. and attacked me.
Right.
Can you believe it? The only defense I had was to take a bite out of it. But then it just got angrier. So I had to take another bite and another, and before you know it, crumbs.
I thought you said no one else wanted a sandwich.
So maybe we should discuss this plan we've got to do things elsewhere.
We're going back to Paradox.
I thought you said all you needed was mustard.
So, the Paradox. That sounds fun. Let's all get ready to go. Maybe we should get some sandwiches for the road, Sister Laszlo.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay. By the way, I'm really impressed with what you're doing with the mustard these days.
Thank you.
I think you've really brought up the game for the region. Oh. And I'm really hopeful that in the next Mustard Quarterly, you're going to get profiled. I know someone who works there sometimes, so I'm going to put in a good word for you. No promises. I don't want to promise things I can't keep. But
that'll be amazing.
Sister Laszlo.
Yes. I'm sorry, you are Darcy. Darcy, yes.
Are you interested in joining us on our journey to Paradox, or are you staying here?
I believe you've already joined with me. You wear the symbol of Loxin.
Well, yes, I do, but I still don't know if that means you'd like to travel with us, or do you have to stay here, overseeing your temple and the onion shipments?
How do you know about the onion tip?
Wait, what kind of onions are we talking about here?
I don't know.
Well, maybe
I can smell them. That's how I know. There's a very oniony smell in this place.
It's the secret ingredient to my Helens.
Of course it is.
Onions?
I was being nice to you. I've never.
I'm sorry, Laszlo. I don't actually know what the secret ingredient is. It was just a wild
guess. It was onions.
Well, there are different sorts of onions? Who knows what sort that is?
I'll get your sandwiches. You may all leave at once.
And Laszlo tromps off.
Darcy, I cannot believe you did that. I am just so, so ashamed right now that you would guess someone's secret ingredient in polite company. We're going to need to sit down and talk about this later.
I think you're just upset because you couldn't guess what the secret ingredient is.
Okay, you know, I think maybe we should all just get our stuff together and get ready to go.
I'm just saying, you're supposed to be a gourmand. Well, you've eaten like 50 of these and you didn't know.
Okay, 50 is polite. Thank you for that. I have been trying to cut back. However, maybe we should all just get our stuff ready. There is some things you should know about Paradox Blatt. I was there recently, and it seems that some of the people are just a little bit grouchy.
Because the Academy of the Fallen got blewed up?
Yes.
I see. Just like this place got blewed up?
Maybe a little more blued. Like, think violeted up.
So, really, no different than where we were before, except now we've got some traveling sandwiches.
Oh, we have... Are the sandwiches ready?
Here are the sandwiches.
Excellent. I'll carry those, and I guess we're ready to go now, right,
team? You can tell everyone the secret. I will spend the next 10 years of my life perfecting a different secret sandwich.
Oh, Sister Laszlo, I'm very sorry.
It's done.
I wish you all the blessings of Loxin. And I hope that everything goes well with you from now on.
Thank you. I hope you travel safely.
Thank you.
I mean, is it a red onion, a sweet onion? We don't know!
You can leave now, all of you! Out! Out!
All right.
We return to the road, the scent of rain still on the air, as the four dripping wet adventurers, now with Jacqueline in tow with their bucket held dearly, they make their way on the road, the very long road, back towards Paradox, and night will soon be falling.
Jacqueline, did you catch any of the rain in that bucket by chance?
Yes.
Could I have a sip? Because I already went through my canteens.
Okay.
Here. Oh, here you go.
Give me that bucket. Give me that.
Thank you.
Fine. How much further is it?
Well, it's far enough that I think we're going to have to camp for the night. So, what about over there in that clearing?
Okay.
Fair enough. I will have the first watch.
Oh, well, maybe we should prepare it for camp. I can do some of that.
Prepare for, well, we have a bucket of sandwiches. What else do we have to camp it up?
Why, I thought we could make a fire.
Oh, make a fire. Well, actually, I'm pretty good at making fire, as you can see. There we are.
Whoa, the whole log, that log's on fire.
Well, yes, yes, I'm... All right, I'll be honest. I'm not very good at putting fires out, but this should keep people toasty as we lie on this grass to sleep. All right, so the grass is getting a bit hot over here. You know, maybe the clearing isn't the best bet. Maybe we should walk a little further down the road before
Egerton,
we...
your cloak!
Stop, drop, and roll! Stop, drop, and roll! Stop, drop, and roll!
Oh, boy.
Now, you see, if we had a bucket of water, that would have been easily fixed.
But then I would have nothing to drink.
You could have drunk half of it, and then we could have poured the other half onto your blazing body.
Listen, luckily the grass is still wet from the rain and you haven't burned down the entire forest, Blatt. I think we could still camp here. The fire is containing itself nicely. Let's just all try and get some sleep.
Do we have a tent?
What?
Sure, right here. Why would I have a tent?
I don't know. We're sleeping outside, and I don't have my relaxation sounds. I don't have my little bubbling fountain. I don't have my pillow. I don't have my neck pillow. I don't have my body pillow. I don't have the fan that I've got that was magic by the gnomes. That kind of just waves and makes nice light sound.
We were almost just killed by the goddess of the moon.
Uh-huh.
I think you should be grateful that you have the ability to sleep here at all. Body pillow or no body pillow. Let's just enjoy the night air, shall we? I'm going to be over here communing with Loxon. Nobody bother me for a few minutes.
I have an extra cloak you can use.
Oh, what if we get some sticks and then we can make
You're not
like
putting
a,
sticks through my cloak.
Oh, okay. Then I'll just curl up next to Blatt here. And
I'm on watch.
Okay, but you can.
I can't watch with you just... Here's a bucket. Oh. Curl up with the bucket.
He's not curling up with my bucket.
He has to curl up with something. And look, a collection of small pebbles.
Ooh, those are nice.
Excellent. All right, I'll be standing over here wondering how things gone so wrong.
And is Darcy communing?
I'm communing.
Can you read us commune?
No. Because I can't find my page. Okay, there we go. When you spend uninterrupted time in quiet contemplation with your deity, you lose any spells already granted to you or granted new spells of your choice whose total levels don't exceed your own level plus one, and none of which is a higher level than your own level. So that's what I'm doing right now.
Right, so you can reselect all of your spells.
Yes.
Your rotes stay.
Oh, talk amongst yourselves.
If we're having a sleep, I get my HP back, don't I?
Yeah, well, I think we all do.
Sean's examining something. He's considering.
I think he can't read it. It's too close.
I can't. I'm getting old. Well, I know when you make camp, you can level up.
Well, I don't think we have any ability to
level. We've never really done this whole sleep and you heal thing. Hello, welcome to Dungeon World. Anybody see it on the sheets they have of the basic and special moves? The one that says basic moves. There you go. And special moves on the back.
Encumbrance. Make camp. Ooh. When you settle into rest, consume a ration. If you're somewhere dangerous, decide the watch order as well. If you have enough XP, you may level up. When you wake from at least a few uninterrupted hours of sleep, heal damage equal to half your max HP.
Okay. I don't think we should ask Michael to read anymore.
People pay me to read things. Sometimes.
You really need to think about that.
Oh!
Okay. When you take at least a, so let's see how many hours of sleep you get, and then you will go back to max.
Do we roll 8?
You get to heal damage equal to half your max HP.
Okay, so that's 7.5 points for me.
Right, that's, let's see if how.
Do I roll? Okay. Do I get to roll something?
You don't get to roll anything.
I'm going
to
roll stuff.
Okay, so Marisa, you're communing.
I'm still trying to find my other spells.
Why do you have so many pieces of paper? You've got like 4 copies.
She cares about the game.
There we go. All right. Go ahead.
We found the 2 sheets out of the 32. Cares the
right word. Isn't it?
Obsessively hoards papers versus care.
Carter, is Blatt doing anything special?
Blatt is just staring off into the middle distance, wondering how things went so wrong when he was away for such a relatively short amount of time.
And we haven't really discussed this. Does we could just play it out. You don't have to answer it. But does Blatt remember everything that happened as Bothoxel?
I think Blatt remembers bits and pieces, but not not everything.
So sort of like remembering a dream.
Sure.
So all right, we'll write that down as a thing to do in the end notes.
I'm spelled up.
Okay.
Just say no to spells, kids.
So you're on first watch. Mm-hmm. Who's on next watch?
Who's on second? Self's 5.
What's on second?
Oh, come on. I get points.
Who's on third?
For the time.
I don't know if someone's third.
Who? Who's on third?
Who's on first?
Who's on first?
I don't know. Third base.
We're funny.
All right, who's on second watch?
Not I'm me. Sleep- I'm still communing.
I was planning on sleeping straight through.
So it's Jacqueline.
Okay, so Jacqueline.
I'm curled up at Blatt's feet with a couple of pebbles.
Then I guess I'll take third watch. And then we'll wake Egerton up for fourth.
Okay, so Blatt, just do a con check for me. So just roll 2d6.
Giant d6.
He's rolling the...
Ooh, a 9.
9, okay. Do you have a con bonus?
I do not.
Okay.
I legitimately thought that was 10 for a second and didn't know why you were all counting wrong.
So you can neither read nor do math.
Correct.
So the good news is that nothing really bad happens.
Nothing really bad happens.
The bad news is you wake up in the morning and Blatt had fallen asleep on watch. And so everyone just wakes up in the morning and...
We're awake.
I'm sorry. Wasn't someone supposed to take over for me? When I say first watch, that means there is to be a second or more.
Yeah, you're supposed to wake up the next person, Blatt. You just let Jacqueline sleep through. You must have fallen asleep.
What?
Yeah.
Is that how it works?
That's how it works.
I've never done watch before.
Did you not take the watch classes with Moira at the Academy of the Fallen?
They were watch classes?
Tuesday night watch classes on how to do watch properly.
Well, no, I figured I didn't need one because I'm wearing one right now. Look, according to this, it's 7:30. I want to call that a 7:32 in the a.m.
Never mind.
Does anyone have any schmear for my bagel?
No.
Oh.
No, we don't.
Well,
no.
I thought.
Get yourself ready. Well, we're getting to Paradox.
But I need to have breakfast first.
Why don't you just eat a fairy cake?
Well, a thing happened with my fairy pouch, and now I've just got these pocket fairy cakes. And I had to use some ingredients I'm not too familiar with.
And there was a lot of stress at the time, so I'm not sure. But, you know, you're right. You're right. What could possibly go wrong?
No, wait. I'll just eat this one here. I don't think you should take him
drunk or stupid or whatever is going to happen rather than all of this complaining.
Roll for fairy cakes.
That's a 6. Plus 1 for
minus
a 7.
Minus 1, because these are the batch.
So a 6.
Hard move time.
Hard move. I don't know what that means.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I've never heard that phrase before.
I know. Have we?
Egerton pops it in his mouth, swallows it, looks at you all like, see? Right?
Everything's fine. I don't know.
And then his eyes roll up in his head. He goes stiff as a board, and he falls over backwards.
Egerton!
Wait. All right, all right. That's on me. I didn't think that was going to happen. I didn't know that there were ones that could just kill you.
Well, is he okay, Egerton? And I start shaking him.
I think he's breathing. It's hard to tell. Like, his pulse. Can you feel his pulse?
Well, yeah, I can feel something faint.
That can't be good, can it?
All right, we've done this before. And Blatt picks up Egerton by his arms, wraps his fists around his chest, and just begins stabbing upwards. Hey, da, 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 da. All right, it's out.
What happened? Oh, why does my chest hurt so much?
Well, that's because I was just pounding on it.
Oh, why would that hurt? Okay, here, I'll just have a fairy cake.
No!
No!
Egerton!
Roll for fairy cakes, minus 1.
That's a 9 plus 1 is a 10, minus 1 is a 9.
All right.
So.
Is that still a partial?
Yeah, it's a partial success. Mm-hmm. So you roll. First of all, everyone gets half their hit points back from sleeping. We didn't do that. I'm at full. All right. And now you would get more potentially.
Yeah, so let's roll the D8 anyway and just see what it is, because it's a good habit to have if I can find my D8. It's the one with 8.
That's it there.
5.
Okay. And Egerton is now
speaking in tongues.
Speaking in tongues.
Florksnik Svorkov.
Oh, brother.
Flockensner.
Is this supposed to happen?
Flukensnuffle.
There's sometimes side effects to his fairy cakes, which is why I'm taking these fairy cakes and I take the pouch and I throw them as far as I can into the forest.
Rolf and Snocker looking
That's right. You're going to make a new batch that's actually going to be good and not full of ingredients you don't have any idea about.
Sneaker looking.
You can say that to me all you like, but we're going to Paradox right now and you're not eating any more fairy cakes.
Snick and snoo.
Fine. I don't need to talk to you either. And I start off down the road.
Let me get my bucket.
Let's go, Jacqueline.
Oh, I'm going to enjoy this.
Nick and Snoot.
So, Eggsy, why don't you tell me all about the fascinating job that you held in the future?
Like a snook and a little too.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't understand a word you're saying. I guess we can't talk about this anymore. Tell me about the exact perfect recipe for the best kind of fairy cake.
I have no idea what you're saying.
No, I'm going to have to move on to something else.
Do you think we could speed up a little and get a little further ahead?
Yeah, maybe a light jog. That's good for getting everything going in the morning. Yeah, let's go.
So, Eggsy, why do you think they're running so quickly? Oh, you've caught on quickly. Well, that wasn't as much fun as I thought.
Flickin' snookin', blinkin' snookla.
No, shut up.
It's the beginning of the middle of the end of time. And other bothers.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the main storyline. How long did that take to come back to? Got a lot of fun surprises coming in this episode, but first it's time to give some shout outs to some amazing old timers. I still haven't come up with a better name for all of you amazing people who have been with us since the beginning. So I want to give a shout out to Lindsay L. Werner, Ellen Feldman, Panina Finger, Christopher Gronlin, and Maximilian John. You are all so amazing, and I just adore you all.
And I also want to welcome some new patrons. It is so amazing to see new people coming in and supporting the show and getting excited. So let's give a warm welcome to Kathleen Whitaker, Beth Duckles, Tate Hollander, Barnacles, and Haley. Thank you all so much, and I hope you guys are all checking out all the amazing stuff we've been dropping, because it's been crazy, and we have more planned. Farlorian Fridays are every Friday, so every patron of every level has been getting access to the end of time retrospective of all 26 episodes. That was pretty amazing. Ringtones we released in June, the end notes for episode 26, that was epic, and one of my favorite bonus scenes ever, Egerton having a nightmare. All of that and more is available to all you patrons, and so thank you all so much for supporting us. Last shout out I want to do is to a show that I'm told at some point you might hear my voice on. It's a live play called Dark Dice. It's a horror actual play D&D podcast that uses immersive soundscapes to create this extra layer of creepy. And man, does it get creepy. It is super fun. Six travelers embark on a journey into the ruinous domain of the Nameless God. And I hear at one point it goes a little comedy because they bring in Russ and Sean, Dungeons and Dragons and End of Time. How cool is that? That's coming soon. Anyways, I just want to say thanks to you all, and let's get you back to the story.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Hey, we're the Looters.
Hey, what's up?
Looters is a sci-fi western actual play podcast using the Stars Without Number system.
We're a group of friends getting into trouble all over the universe.
So come with us if you're into adventure.
A rocket flies out of one of these ships far behind you and crashes into the wall and blows up.
There's rockets?
It's Mario Kart.
Crazy.
Intrigue.
Can I hack into the body and maybe see if they have, like, a memory data bank in their brain or some shit like that I can access?
That'll literally.
Devastating physical injury.
Just take cover.
Okay. She's a good pilot, everyone. Very good. She's very good.
And friendship. Aww.
New episodes of Looters out every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Okay, everybody. Sean got us here early. It's Saturday. It's like 40,000 degrees outside. We're going to have to sit up here. Maybe we can all just, you know, just hammer this one out quick. Do we really need to do an hour-long episode every time?
Absolutely not.
All right. So what's our strategy? How are we going to get him to agree to a two-minute episode?
We could drug him.
With what?
I'm thinking something in the tea that makes him really sleepy, and he doesn't even notice that we haven't done an hour episode.
Okay. Well, I did just buy this draught of sleeping.
Is it called Bladivan?
Sadly, no, but it was next to the Blatt repair shop.
Okay.
But I feel like if we just put a couple drops into his tea, that should slow him down enough that we can get away with this. Here, Carter, why don't you take this and put a couple drops into his tea?
Oh, is this necessary? Because it's pretty hot in here and I'm feeling sleepy because of it.
No, I'm sure we'll be fine.
If we just, you know, get that into his tea and then we can all just do the episode, we'll do it before he gets up here.
Okay. Hey, everyone. I am so excited for today. Oh, I've never been this excited. Look at you. Oh, come on. Come on. Come on. Bring it. Bring it. Bring it in.
Give him the drops. Give him the drops now.
Just put the whole body bottle in. Yeah.
And topped it off.
Oh, look at that. You're filling up my tea. Hey, everyone. Just joining us. Remember to go to patreon.com/albasalix to contribute and make some amazing magic happen. Or you can go to otherbrothers.com. Yeah, oh, my God. Wait. You guys see
Sean,
what I
Sean,
have
Sean, have
today?
This yeah. cup of, oh, yeah. cup of tea.
Thanks,
just drink that.
So much.
Have a sip.
Oh, yeah. So good. So good. I just want to say.
Yay, we adventured. Done.
Yeah, it's otherbothers.com. Let's go to the pool, guys.
It is approaching midday, except the sky has grown inky black. The wind has picked up, making it hard to walk, and lightning crashes down, the thunder right on its tails, lighting up everything around the party as they struggle forward, their cloaks huddled around their bodies. And ahead of them is an old rickety building, a two-story house that seems almost out of place, almost from the future in its style, almost reminding you of Steadfast and how it is built. And it is just off the trail.
Well, when I thought I destroyed Paradox, I didn't think I actually would change weather patterns. This is crazy. Wind keeps whipping things in my face. Maybe we need to stop at this strange building. It looks so weird.
I don't think we should stop there.
No, wait. We're just gonna call this a win. We're from the future. We worked our way into the past. We did some deeds, both good and questionable, yada, 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 we're back in our time. Okay, so we're just gonna spend the night in here, and then starting tomorrow, I'm gonna see if my job still exists.
Your logic is very questionable.
Oh, I'm sorry. Everything that we do here is just so logical.
What?
Oh, are you speaking in a normal fashion again?
What? Oh, I can finally understand you better.
You can understand me?
Well, no, I kept talking, and then you just didn't listen. It was very confusing.
Oh, you're very confusing.
What?
Well, look, this looks like our architecture.
Oh, the haunted house over here.
Well, I wouldn't say it's haunted.
Well, we don't know. Most of the time, the things we encounter are haunted or zombified.
This storm is very strange. I don't know about going into a strange-looking house that's just doesn't look like it belongs here.
You think we should forge ahead in this storm, Jacqueline? You can barely hold on to your bucket.
I know. It just seems a little like, I don't know.
Okay,
those stories they tell around the fire.
Okay, here's what we're gonna do. Vlad, go look in a window and see if you see anything.
Oh, yes, this won't cause any problems. Hello, I'm a big demon. Mind if I peep at you?
Well, do it with a subtlety. Don't let them see you.
Whoa, Egerton, I got you.
Updraft. Hold on. Okay. Whoa. Oh, yeah, that was a big gust. Maybe we should just go inside before I fly away. And not fly away like I would like to fly away, because flying away with my wings, that'd be kind of neat, but they've never really worked. But I feel like if I fly away right now, it's not going to be a good flying away.
Everyone huddle against this wall.
Huddle up.
Blatt, what do you see in the window?
Well, let's see. Well, it's dark, and
you see a table fully set with a meal once your eyes adjust, candlelight flickering, and a gentleman is sitting at the very end of it and is looking right back at you. You'd say it looks like a man who is so skinny, like a stick figure, almost skinny. He's wearing a slate gray top hat on his head, some kind of suit and jacket, and the sharpest nose you've ever seen, and he's clearly looking right at you as he gestures at the seats at the table.
Okay, here's the deal. There's a guy in there that looks like that he's from a little bit further in this present time period, but not quite in the time period that we're from. However, Eggsy, you still got those 30 credits that you want off of me?
I do.
Good. We'll probably need them for legal tender to pay off this guy because, well, he's got food and lodging.
There's food. Let's go.
Wait.
And Egerton runs into the house.
The door opens, closes behind Egerton.
Has it ever ended well for us when people have food set out? Remember, that's how we met Celine.
Oh, that's right.
Now we have to go get him.
And am I able to just crack the door open a little bit?
Yeah, the door creaks open.
Okay.
Eggsy? Egerton?
So anyway, we just saved the universe. We're still trying to save time, and I'm super duper hungry, and this all looks delicious. Thank you so much for inviting us into your home, sir.
Yes, please, help yourself.
Oh, I'm going to have some of these pleather things here. Wait. Do you have a kitchen?
Yes, of course. But the food is prepared for you to your liking. You will find fairy cakes at your setting.
What? Oh, there are fairy
cakes. Egerton,
okay, I'm going to eat all the fairy cakes.
No, wait, stop.
But there's fairy cakes. There's fairy cakes.
Stop.
I see them.
Stop.
Right there.
Don't touch that.
That one's purple.
No.
It's
no,
a little swirly.
No.
Why?
Stop it.
Just one.
Hold it.
Roll for fairy cakes.
It's an 8.
You are hysterical.
I'm always hysterical.
So you gain hit points, and you are hysterical.
Darcy! Darcy! This fairy cake! It was incredible! Oh, have you? What's on your plate? Oh, wow. You got to try what's on your plate. I bet it's incredible.
Okay. Just don't.
What?
Don't touch any more food.
What?
Just go over there in the corner.
What's over there?
Blatt, get in here.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go over there.
Okay, buddy. What's going on?
Over here.
What's?
This is the wildest corner I've ever been in, Darcy.
Well, it's a corner.
He had a fairy cake.
Of course he did.
Okay, I'm going to come back to the table.
All right.
Okay. So he says that we can have anything we want and the food is prepared to our liking.
I'm sure
he does. That was a really
good...
What's happening?
Well, I'm not sure. You're eating and you're freaking out. Why would you freak out?
Put your head between your legs. Put your head between your legs. Head between your legs. Calm down.
Why am I so close to the ground, Darcy?
Well, you're short for one thing.
Okay.
Shh. Now listen, mister. Who are you and why do you have so much food prepared?
I'm Egerton. It's not my food.
I'm not talking to you, Egerton.
Okay.
I'm talking to the man in the hat.
Oh, yeah, right. I have a hat, but it's a helmet.
The name is Derek von Frampton. His lordship wishes to repay you for the assistance you granted with food and lodging.
Whose lordship? What assistance? What are you talking about?
All right. Let's pump the hate brakes here. We don't know if this is a bad situation or not.
Fine, Blatt. Why don't you take over?
Yes, Blatt, it is a pleasure to meet you. And the gentleman stands. Again, a little too tall, a little too skinny. Doffs his hat to you and gestures at a plate that has been set for you that is filled with an array of demonic food you haven't seen since your childhood.
Oh, Lord, it's been so long since I've eaten charcoal. Oh, prepared to my liking. Oh, this is fabulous.
Oh, yes.
So, see, Darcy, it's not that bad. Just sit down, take a load off.
Are you seriously
eating? Take a load off, Darcy, it's not that bad.
Are you seriously eating food that's been prepared for you by a stranger? Have you learned nothing? Now listen, mister.
Oh, yeah.
I want some answers.
Very well.
Because most of the time, these idiots get us into all sorts of trouble by not asking questions. So, I'm asking you, who are you and who do you work for?
I have told you the truth. I am Derek von Fonten, and I work for his lordship of the mighty army of
the shattering.
Yeah.
Of.
You see.
Did
you
he say the shattering?
Yes, he said the shattering.
He said the shattering, Vlad. Oh, Loxian.
I'm not happy with this, but I have been sent explicitly to grant Darcy assistance for her assistance that she granted us.
When did I ever assist?
That's when you let the shattering in, and it killed everyone, and it was terrible.
Yeah, that's what I think he's talking
Jacqueline
about.
Jacqueline is really clenching their bucket and stepping away from you, Darcy.
Well, I didn't mean to assist the shattering, and I think the shattering knows that.
And Jacqueline charges you.
Wait!
Ah!
And the man gestures, and Jacqueline disappears in a puff of smoke.
What did you do? Where's Jacqueline?
Where's Jacqueline? Oh, my Lord, we lost Jacqueline.
Again!
We've lost Jacqueline again! It's all happening again! Oh, no!
My apologies. It was very little time to react, but you were our guest of honor, and they were clearly about to attack you.
What? Where did they go? You didn't hurt them, did you?
Let me check. No, I don't believe I have hurt them.
They are a friend of ours, unlike you, so bring them back right now.
Very well. But in order to do that, I must rebuild my power.
Okay.
Which of you wishes to be touched?
You. No, I'll back away.
I'm sorry. Look, the charcoal briquette is very fine, but I'm afraid we must draw the line at the touching.
Oh, well, I must not touch you if I don't have to bring them back. But if you want them back, I must rebuild that power. So I have used all I had reserved. I suppose I could go hunt for some person on the street or on the path, wherever it is we are, and some unsuspecting soul and suck their life energy in order to return your friend.
Okay. So... that was a really good fairy kick, thank you. But are you not sure where we are right now?
No, I'm afraid I don't know where we are right now. I was simply sent. I was sent here, yes.
But it's windy outside, so you probably don't want to go outside.
Yes, well, why don't we just conclude the business and then we can both go on our way, since neither of us wishes to be here at this time.
You don't want
to
be here?
No, I love babysitting a bunch of idiots.
Well, then why wouldn't you want to be here if it's what you love?
Oh, Eggsy, sit down. Oh, yeah. All right, I'll put my half-demonic self versus the shattering top-headed assistant any day of the week. Do what you gotta do to get Jacqueline back.
You wish to be touched?
I don't wish to be touched, but I'm willing to do whatever in order to get someone back.
I am not going through any more adventures with you talking like some husky woodsman or something like that.
The figure, turns into liquid almost as he leans incredibly far forward, a hand striking Blatt right in the chest as dark energy begins to pour out of Blatt's eyes into his mouth. And Blatt's back starts to arch backwards. Someone roll a d6 for me.
Since I haven't rolled yet. It's a 3.
It's a 3. You feel more than hear the scream coming from Blatt as his soul is sucked into the mouth of this man who starts to grow a little fatter.
Ha! I need a bit more! We're almost there! Just one more!
Stop drinking, Blatt!
Roll another d6, unless someone does something.
3.
And there we go!
And he suddenly pops back into his chair.
Oh, so good. Allow me just a moment to feel it before I bring your friend back.
Blatt, what's going on?
Blatt loses 6 hit points.
And that is why we try to be a bit more polite to people.
Black, quick, have a fairy cake.
It's a terrible idea. Give me a fairy cake.
Do not give him fairy cake.
It's fine. Feel well.
It's all good. Here you go. There you go.
All right. Time to eat a fairy cake.
Roll for fairy cakes.
Oh, look how he just mashed it into his face. A
That's an 8. I rolled an 8 again.
So that is a partial success. So Blatt, roll how many hit points Blatt gets back. He's down 6 right now.
You get
Six.
Plus 1.
Ah, perfect.
7.
Blatt, you are returned to full health. However, you are now, not confused, but
disoriented.
Loopy.
Oh, even better. Blatt, you believe everything around you is a conspiracy.
But that's Darcy.
All right.
Oh, so good.
I understand what's happening.
Oh, good, good. Okay, so why did he drink you?
Why did he drink me?
Yeah.
Because he works for Big Dishware, that's why. You ever notice that all this food is underneath dishes? He's just trying to sell us dishes. Why? To put food on it that we like so that it's more enticing.
I will not have you malign my side project. These dishes are of the highest quality.
I thought so. All right, try something like that again, and this dinner plate gets tossed to the ground. That's right. I'm willing to do it.
Darcy, did I miss a step?
I think it's your fairy cakes again, Egerton.
Well, these ones aren't my fairy cakes.
Okay,
but you requested to be touched.
I requested to be touched, though I didn't really want to be touched. You're very touchy with your dish selling and your soul stealing.
Fine. You don't want to achieve top seller in this region, which has no salespeople.
What? How can I sell this stuff? I'm walking around. I don't have a cart or a wagon or anything. What? I'm just going to put a plate down my pants and hope someone will buy that from me?
Top seller gets a car.
A what?
A car.
Oh, those are very angry. You don't want one of those.
Okay. All right. How much does this go for? Just one of these right here.
30 credits.
30 credits? Sold! You've got 30 credits. Pay the man!
We don't need a plate! Yes. Why are you buying a plate?
And you get a commission of 50%.
50%?
So should I just give him 15 credits and you 15?
No. You give me the 30.
I give you? Okay, here's one.
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah.
Three.
Give me the 30!
I am. Four. Five. Six.
And I grab all the credits from Egerton, and I shove them in the hands of the top-hatted gentleman.
Yes, and now you get 15 here. And if anyone assisted you in that sale, they would get half of that.
All right.
And then you would move up to manager in the program.
So what you're saying is you're helping him build a pyramid of sales.
We don't use the word pyramid.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
All right, so I have 15 credits and a plate. What if I want this glass? How much does that cost?
Stop it. Sit down. You crazy. Go over there.
No, wait a second. I think I figured this out.
You, top hat, bring back Jacqueline right now.
Jacqueline.
Fine.
And Jacqueline is back, swinging the bucket through the air, spinning around, and looking very disoriented. What? Huh? What is?
Jacqueline, just stop.
I was in the blackness again.
Yes, exactly. So calm down. Swing your bucket, it takes you to the blackness. So
what?
Stop swinging your bucket. How about that?
Calming down.
I don't think that's true.
Hey,
Sorry.
Okay. All right. Now everyone just stay.
Jacqueline, would you like to buy a plate? It's of the highest quality.
They do not want to buy a plate. Stop it.
Swinging the bucket.
Okay.
Okay, but how much is the plate?
The plate is...
30 credits.
30 credits. I have 15. All right. How about this? The glass, a knife, a fork... and the cloth napkin. How much would that be?
Oh, get a spoon. Get a
and
spoon.
So
spoon.
I grab the edge of the tablecloth near my end, and I yank it so hard that all the tableware goes smashing to the ground.
Oh, no.
No! Help me!
Okay, let's stop talking about tableware.
It's okay, everyone.
Do
the food's still good.
Do you realize you're dining with a representative of the Shattering? Do you realize this?
Well, I don't think we're dining. I'm just eating stuff off the floor.
Well, stop
and they're,
it.
They're doing...
No floor eating.
Okay, but... There is a limit to how much I will put up with, even under orders.
Listen, Derek Von Evil. I don't answer to your Shattering, and you better go back there and tell them that we don't need any of their thank yous or their feasts, that we're fine without you.
And also, what happened to Paradox?
Your questions are over. And with a popping sound, a black smoke and tendrils, Derek Von Frompton disappears.
What an unusual gentleman.
I knew it! So after all these months, your plan the entire time was to stop me from becoming an important dishware executive. I'm on to you, Darcy. Coming from the future just to stop a man from making a decent living with plates and glasses and cutlery and such.
It is kind of rude to, you know, like he's trying to build himself up into a new life, trying to adjust, and then just to like take it all away like that. I mean, he can't sell these plates now. Look at them.
Jacqueline.
Darcy, was that the shattering?
I don't think so. I think it was someone who's part of the shattering ensemble, if you will.
I need you to tell me what's going on and who I can trust.
Well, I don't really know what's going on, but I will tell you this. I'm not part of the shattering. And what he was referring to was a complete accident on my part, and I think Egerton can support me on that.
She opened up the thing that brought the shattering inside.
By mistake!
Well, it was pretty intentional, because she didn't know what it was going to do. Well, she knew what it was going to do, but didn't really pay attention when she was told what it was going to do.
Didn't know what it was going
to
do.
You knew that it was when you were somewhere close to where the veil is thin or some such stuff that the shattering would come to you, and you were inside
Egerton.
And you
Thank you.
It.
Thank you.
So
for
I'm not
your
sure
input.
Why you're surprised that the shattering then came to you inside the
academy.
I don't
care about any of that. I need to get Jill back.
The only way you're going to get Jill back is to stick with us.
That's okay. Probably true.
All right. I'm going to go look for food.
Oh, there's fairy cakes right here.
Do not eat any more fairy cakes.
I'm not eating a fairy cake.
Wait! Have you noticed that the walls are made out of the same material as the ceiling? This means something.
Scene!
The End of Time and Other Bothers with your Game Master Sean Howard and players Carter Siddle, Marisa King, and Michael Howie. Dialogue, editing, and transcription by Michael Howie. Additional material and sound design by Eli McElvey. Story consultant Laura Packer. Game consultant Stephen Smith. Supporting producers, Kim Bellinger, Ryan Cushman, and Evelyn Jones. If you like what you hear, check us out on Patreon. Supporters get early access to episodes, weekly bonus content, and an invite to our fabulous fan community on Discord. Look for the Patreon link at otherbothers.com.
I'm so confused.
Mm-hmm. You're supposed to be.
I was expecting you to say, that sounds like a great sandwich. Sandwich?
Oh, yeah.
Why, it's a cake.
Oh, that's good, Eli.
That's good. I wish I thought of it.
Yeah. Monday morning improving.
A Fable and Folly production.
The Fable and Folly Network. Where fiction producers flourish.
Curious Matter Anthology, the multi-award-winning hit fiction podcast, is back for a brand new season.
Please proceed to a customs terminal for processing.
This summer, take the journey to the Red Planet in The Exile.
What'd you have to do to piss off a whole planet?
I'm not really sure how to answer that.
Tiffany Smith stars as ex-Earth federal agent Bryce Gordon.
Put on a badge and it becomes a shield against all of this.
The Exile features an all-star cast. Phil Lamar, Trace Lissette, Kevin Smith.
It's not just the atmosphere that's changing. There's a storm on the horizon.
Trisha Helfer, Malcolm Barrett, Todd Stashwick, Eugene Bird.
You want a war to the sand right here.
Tracy Toms, Colin Ferguson, Raymond Lee, and Jolly Bamani, Caitlin Bassett, and many more.
Mars, humanity's great endeavor.
Disperse immediately.
But it had come to symbolize something else.
We should be out there helping these people, not putting them in mines.
Breaching on three!
Nothing free. No air we don't steal, no food we don't take, no water that ain't recycled from our blood and piss.
We are Mars!
Mars! And Mars is war!
Curious Matter Anthology, Season 3, The Exile. Available wherever you listen to podcasts June 18th, with early access and ad-free listening available exclusively on Apple Podcasts starting June 4th.